Hey there. Just a heads up, this is a podcast for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff. Think spicy language, mature topics, and themes your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, buckle up and enjoy the ride.
The hotel actually seems way more romantic because you, Aiden, would be taking the time to pick out someplace nice, spending a lot of money on another person. Where would you want my separate play to take place? Would you want the other guy to be paying for a fancy resort or hotel? How would that make you feel?
The only thing that kind of pops up for me is the amount of time in a hotel and that kind of thing.
So you don't care if a guy spends a whole bunch of money on me?
No, not at all.
I do care if you spend a lot of money on another woman. My preference is for us to have sex in our homes. So it's either the Motel 6 or your bedroom.
Welcome to Hacking Love. Deepening commitment through open relationships. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Anna. We created this podcast to explore the transformative power of ethical non-monogamy and how it can deepen connections in modern relationships.
We've been through it all. Divorce, heartbreak, and figuring out what real commitment looks like. Now we're here to share our journey and the lessons we've learned along the way.
Whether you're experienced in open relationships or just curious, we want this to be a space where we can dive into real conversation about everything from swinging to polyamory.
We'll talk candidly about jealousy, desire, emotional growth, and radical honesty. Basically, everything that comes up when you step outside the conventional rules of love.
And if you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you could take a moment to leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us reach more people.
Absolutely. And we'd also love to hear from you. Our contact info is in the show notes, so feel free to reach out with your thoughts and questions. We'll definitely get back to you.
So let's dive in. It's time to hack love and discover what truly authentic connections look like. Welcome back to episode 56.
Welcome back, guys. Here we are again.
Then the very next night, we're recording again because I made some notes about last night about our constitution. Because I was listening to episode 55 from last night. And my first note was, I think for financial reasons, it's okay with me for Aiden to host his separate date with Jasmine if he chooses to go forward with that at his house. Even in his own bed, because it occurred to me he did the exact same thing with his first separate play experience that I set up for him. I didn't have a problem with it then. So this is really
because
no...
Because you didn't have a problem with then.
That is true. And I don't have a problem with Jasmine anymore. And I didn't have a problem with that. So this really shouldn't be any different, especially if I also have something scheduled, like a dinner or a phone call or something else that can occupy me. And then I also added that the hotel actually seems way more romantic because you, Aiden, would be taking the time to pick out someplace nice, spending a lot of money on another person. So actually now I'm saying my preference is for us to have sex in our homes, like when we don't have any kids. It's easy enough, but there are always times we don't have kids around and it's just us in our houses. But I said we can talk about it. And
well, just for a little background, I'm not thinking about this at all.
I know you're not.
You sent a text saying this, and I'm like, what are you talking? We're not even there yet. I think we were going by sequence, the MFM, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But you're already thinking way ahead, as you do, which is really cute. You're imagining scenarios, and you're kind of like helping with the scenario. But this is just so funny to me. So let's just do this exercise and go ahead.
Well, my thought was, this is something for us to think about. Because here's my thought. Yes, our plan is if you and Jasmine choose to do a separate play experience together, that would equalize it, and then we wouldn't do separate play after that. I'd have my recording of you fucking somebody else, and that would be it. But my thought, and I think I said this on the episode yesterday, was that if after that experience you guys love it so much, you want to keep doing it, then separate play is then back on the table because that's something you want, and then it's back on the table for me too. What does that mean for us? Where would you want my separate play to take place? My home and my bed? Would you want the other guy to be paying for a fancy resort or hotel, which
is... You should pay through the nose as far as I'm concerned.
Well, obviously.
Make you happy and treat you like a princess.
But how would that make you feel? I don't think we've thought through that scenario.
It doesn't bother me that much. I mean, we've had a four-way in here, which was great. Have we done anything in our bed together with others? I don't think so.
Yes. Remember that couple, the one guy who got the penis implant?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we attempted to fuck them here.
Yes, we...
So yeah, we've done all kinds of stuff here.
So I don't know that it matters to me that much. Like, I don't get jealous either way. The only thing that kind of pops up for me is the amount of time. Right? So the amount of time in a hotel and that kind of thing. But
so you don't care if a guy spends a whole bunch of money on me?
No, not at all.
I do care if you spend a lot of money on another woman. So it's either the Motel 6 or your bedroom. I just want to make an amendment to the Constitution and make that clear.
I could take her to the finest Motel 6 there is.
That would be great. Okay. Perfect.
Great. My house it is.
I'm so glad we're clear.
It doesn't bother you that it's on my bed?
No, it doesn't. Okay. No. Yeah, it doesn't. Way less. I was like, ooh, which one is really... okay. Wow. All right.
It's
the hotel.
But you were at a hotel.
I was at a hotel that I had picked because I was on a work trip. It was a shitty fucking...
It was a decent hotel.
No, it was a shitty fucking...
I saw it.
Corporate hotel. It was not a romantic hotel.
Tell me the name of it after this. I'm going to look it up. Not romantic. I'm not going to take her to the Four Seasons.
That was like the fucking Hilton or something.
Okay, Hilton.
No, he didn't pay for it. I paid for it. I paid for my own hotel room because I was on a business trip. Totally different.
Now we're getting into details.
It is a totally different thing.
The experience was in a hotel with a man.
Then if Aaron came down here and searched around for a romantic hotel to take me to, that would be a totally different experience, and he paid for it.
I don't think it matters.
I just happened to be in a hotel because I was down there for something else.
I don't care
else.
Where it is, if it even ever happens, which is the humor in this thing.
I mean, it is humorous. But I like to think about these things ahead of time because they just...
I think it calms your nerves.
It calms my nerves.
Envision it and you can live with it in your mind.
Yes, if I can prep for it, I can do it. And then I am a better partner to you because I'm like, oh, I already thought through that situation. I've already processed that.
I don't process anything until it happens and I'm like, wait, what?
You don't need to listen to me fuss about it forever. But yeah.
Okay.
But is that okay? You all right with if you decide to have a separate date?
I think for now that sounds fine.
I'm fine with her house or your house.
Okay, I'm fine with that for now.
Okay.
Okay.
For now.
Well, I mean, things change. I can change my mind.
I feel like you really want to take her to a romantic...
I'm leaving options open.
I think you want to take her to a really nice hotel.
No, I don't want to be romantic. I'm just thinking, I don't know, it's in my bed. It's weird.
It wasn't weird with...
I know, because you dropped me off at the garage and I had to take her up.
So this
There was no getting a hotel.
Is special.
Honestly, I don't care. I do not care.
Okay.
But you're starting to put rules around it, and I'm like, maybe I should push back a little bit.
Okay. Well, and you can. Yeah. But I guess what I'm digging into is it sounds like this is special to you, and you would like it to be special. You want to spend money on it. You want it to be nice.
I'm leaving options open. I think what's happening here is you're setting up a scenario in your head to make it final so that you can prep for it. And you don't want there to be any sort of romance or any experience you've had in hotels that could trigger your jealousy.
You're going to do whatever you want to do. I cannot control you. So I would like to know if that's kind of what you're thinking. Are you going to get her a romantic yurt like we had for our honeymoon? Like, what are you thinking?
I'm not thinking about this.
When you're imagining this.
That is my point. This is all coming from you. I mean, I came in here and I sat on the bed and you threw the mic at me and said, we're recording now. So this is just me showing up to go, what the fuck?
That's because there's been so much, you guys, that we haven't recorded that I'm mad that we haven't recorded. That I feel like we're just...
Oh, I think they've got plenty of content.
I don't know.
We've got 4 more weeks of content already canned.
It's constant. It's constant. But it's like all these little things, you guys, that you just don't think of.
Would it make you feel better if I said I would never fuck another girl in another hotel?
I would like to have some certainty around what you would do. But if you don't know what you would do...
Depending on their circumstance, I would say my house is fine.
Okay.
And... I don't like to spend a lot of money, as you know, so...
I know you don't. So well, I was kind of hoping... Working. I'm kind of hoping to work on your miserly ways.
It would be unnecessary to spend money in a hotel when I have a perfectly good bedroom.
Exactly.
Yes, okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Yes.
That's what you were hoping to hear.
I was really hoping to hear that. But if I need to prep for romantic fucking yurts and hot tubs, then let me know that and I will prep for that. And then I will
take her to the same place we went to on our honeymoon. How's that?
If I need to prep for a different romantic yurt. It's not the exact same place. If I need to prep for a similar style romantic experience.
Lots of advance warning if that even happens. This whole thing may not happen. I think we're counting chickens.
Okay. But yes, my stated preference would be your house or her house. Because it just feels a lot less relationship-y.
How about your house with you?
I mean, I don't know, man.
That would be even better.
That's not what she wants. She does not want me. She's like, God damn it. Now, I had to have this MFM with her husband. And then she's got to have me around. So she's got to have this fucking, like, school monitors every time. She just wants to fuck you with nobody else around. I mean, I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to be her cock blocker.
I would also retract that because she likes you and she likes women. So maybe she's thinking there's a chance.
Oh,
you
I don't think so.
You said you were gorgeous when we walked in and you were naked on top of that guy's back giving him a massage.
I don't think so.
Yeah. No, it's just there. It's just
she,
an option.
She didn't even remember saying that, you said. When you had coffee with her, you said when you reminded her about that, like, she didn't even remember it.
remember
saying
that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Does that help you?
I guess.
My house first preference for me.
That does help me.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I like my house.
Like, I like your house, too.
It's got all my stuff there.
I'm gonna have lots of memories.
Yeah, all the sex toys are there, so
I know. I know. And you have a great house. We have the same house, actually.
Yeah, same floor plan, 30 yards away from each other. It's pretty funny.
We are the weirdest, you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a perfect setup if we're gonna do separate play. Because we have older kids and
I wouldn't
basically
have a problem
empty
with
nesters.
You on a separate play date here.
You would not?
No, I would not.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we've already done it here and it's fine.
So that
I think it makes it shorter for me. I think it'd be like,
yes,
the thing happens and you go. You don't hang around in a hotel and
yes.
call room service.
It's like an event and
yeah.
there's more pillow talk and it's
right.
romantic and it's
yeah.
this whole thing. That's what
right.
I was thinking. See, we need mm-hmm. to talk about this
okay.
shit.
All right. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, you're planning ahead.
Some fucking billionaire who's flying me all over the place. You're not. You wouldn't want that.
Yeah, if he's got a private jet, it's in your house.
No jets to Paris for me.
No jets to Paris.
God damn it.
It's an Uber to your house.
I should not have brought this up.
All right, what else you got?
I think that's all I have for today, I think.
Can I give an update on where we are after last night?
I mean...
How do you feel?
I feel really good. I feel like we're getting a lot of clarification.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of want to stay on top of it, which is why I threw the mic at you tonight. I was like, okay, this is an issue I think we need to talk about.
Yep. We're podcasting. Here, put it on.
We're podcasting. Yeah. Every time we process, we should podcast. How do you feel?
I feel good if you feel good.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I'm at. Like, okay. When you're comfortable with things, then I can kind of relax.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, that's okay. That's kind of, I mean, you would too.
I think I'm comfortable when I have certainty, which I know is impossible, but to the extent I can get some certainty around certain issues when I think of them, like
mm-hmm.
this issue,
mm-hmm.
it really helps me a lot.
Because
then I can wrap my head around it and put myself in this situation and really feel into it.
Yeah.
And talk to you about it.
And I would say if we're planning to just not do separate play anymore, this is all just temporary, right? Because we're not going to have these really, for a while at least, or however long it takes, have these sort of fears. I think we don't have fears with the other scenarios we talked about.
Right.
And so this is the one thing that I feel like on one hand, it can lead to more growth.
Yeah.
That we go through this as it has. And on the other hand, it's why do it? And for me, why do it's big because it's just not on my list as preferred things to do.
And that's a big distinction because it sounds like for you from the beginning, separate play has not been high on your list.
Not even for me. Like, it's not a jealousy thing for me.
It's not a jealousy thing, that it's just not as much of a turn on for you.
Yeah.
And I never believed you about
yeah.
that. I was just like, well, the whole point of being in an open relationship is so guys can fuck other women, right? That's the whole reason that men want to have open relationships, so they can get new pussy.
But you know why
pussy.
We want to have one? It has nothing to do with sex.
I guess I kind of still didn't believe you. I know, that's my reason as to deepen our connection, but I'm like, he's still a man with a penis. He still just wants new pussy, you know? But I guess I believe you now.
I'm glad. I've told you from the beginning, I'm not all men. Not any man does what all men do.
True.
And in my case, I think I've said a long time ago,
you have never wavered.
I've never wavered.
Not once.
Yeah, and it's true. I've told you, I've been with a lot of women in my life. I know how that goes. It can be great, but in the context of our relationship, it just doesn't excite me. What
yeah.
excites me is you. Even the videos you've taken, like when we had Superman and Wonder Woman and he filmed it, and she's a beautiful woman, but the video of me and her, what turned me on about the video was listening to you in the background. I don't know what that tells you, but it kind of tells you I'm really into you.
I mean, I believe you. It's like I only masturbate to fantasies about you.
Which I think is amazing.
Which I know that was hard for you to believe at the beginning.
Yes.
You were like, she's just...
Like, who does that?
She's just fluffing me. Like, this is bullshit. But it's really true. I can't come unless I... Like, I've tried to masturbate to other guys, and it just doesn't get me there. And so if I want to have an orgasm, it's you.
Which is the highest compliment a man can ever get.
It's just true.
And I love that.
It's just true.
So I think we're just too into each other for all this.
So we have to just believe each other. So yeah. It feels good that where it's coming from for you is this is actually what turns me on the most, and I'm not keeping you from doing something. And then now that I've changed my mind about separate play... And I think the good news is my desire for separate play wasn't rooted in wanting to get away from you either. It was rooted in fear of trying to please too many people at once.
No, you had your practical reasons for sure, and they were legit.
But I think I'm over that now, and I can wrap my head around more than one penis on my bed.
Or a vagina.
Maybe. I'm going to try so hard.
Yeah, I think you could get into one more penis. I've always thought that.
I could totally could.
Yeah, I mean...
I think I could probably do both.
You like being the center of attention, and that's the ultimate in being the center of attention.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like how we've managed this whole thing and have finally talked about some sort of loose agreements and some sort of ideas that... It's not even an agreement. It's like, what would I do that would cause you discomfort beyond what would be healthy for us?
Right.
I don't want to do any of that. And you don't want to do any of that either. So,
yeah,
you know, I think we've come to like, hey, these things work for us.
And right.
We didn't know until we did it. Like, we've talked about the things that could work for us. You're like, you just do whatever you want. Follow your penis. You know, we've said this before. Doing things is the only way to know how you're going to react to them. And this applies to anybody entering lifestyle. If you just get into your first play session.
Yeah.
Doing it is maybe different from what you expect very often. And feelings may come up that you never knew, like this time.
Right.
Or, like I've said, seeing your wife get railed by some dude, even if you're with some other person, is still a bit jarring. It could be a turn-on like it was for me. And it also is scary, and it's also fear-inducing and jealousy-inducing. And so I think that's a big lesson, is that you really don't know till you do it. And so if you can do it and remain strong, and you can do the things and still keep your foundation and repair and reaffirm and reassure, then you're in good shape.
Yeah, I agree. You want to trade texts for the evening?
I have not gotten any, but I'd like to see yours.
Yes, not much. They're kind of boring, but you can check out Tony.
Yeah, just about New Year's Eve.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Just a friendly conversation. This is with Tony, who I have no issues with.
Exactly. He's from our group, the guy I traded massages with. And then I've got Aaron's. He asked about the party the night before. This is for Aaron. And I said the party was great, super chill, actually. Aiden played his set, and I danced and chatted with girlfriends. No guys I was into, but chatted some up anyway. Nobody pushy, which is always nice. Superman and Wonder Woman were there, but they're off the list since he outed himself as an extremist. And we're just over them anyway. Aiden and I only played with each other, which was really fun. And he said, glad to hear it. Was only visiting family for a few hours. Glad you had fun the other night. He said, I was worried you'd be in your head. And I said, no, thankfully not. We've processed a lot since episode 51 and have done a lot of healing. And he said, great, excited for you both. And I said, we're definitely welcoming more chill days, that's for sure. So I kind of, you know, took it back to, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one text I sent to Jasmine. Hey, girl, how's the trip? Nothing back, so.
Nice.
That's my 4 days of texting. That's got to turn around.
That's so funny. So not a whole lot going on our separate texts right now, but we're sharing this stuff with you guys.
I think that's good. It's kind of like
all part of
holding
the process.
Off until after the holidays and getting us back into our groove.
Yeah, 100%. Any thoughts on my texts?
No, just...
Comfortable with what I wrote?
Of course, yeah. I mean... I
feel like it's back to more of a normal...
back to a more normal cadence, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know... Yeah, fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to feel comfortable.
I want you to, too.
Okay.
I mean, if it gets sexual, then it consensual.
Yeah, I mean, that's the part that we're okay with, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and obviously I'll let you know.
Yeah.
And you'll let me know. She starts coming through with the pussy pics or whatever it is.
I don't know. Judging the last 4 days, not much is happening.
Yeah.
I think it's just still an experiment.
Yeah, it is.
We may change our minds. We could do that tomorrow or next year. Who knows?
This is such an experiment. Who knows where we'll be in a year? We might just be like, we tried that sexting thing and it was just not for us. Or we might be still doing it and we don't even care anymore. And we get to ask each other about it.
Like I've said, I don't care to sext. I'm mirroring what she does.
Right.
If she sends me something sexual, I'm not going to respond with, thank you. You know?
That's what I had been doing before. I was like, that's so nice. What a lovely penis you have.
Hot. Fire emoji. Oh my God, sexy. No, there's stuff there.
Yeah.
But I think mirroring is great because I can't really blame you for that. And so it's one of those things that's just part of the deal, I guess. I don't know.
I think you're right.
But yeah. So we just mirror.
And we just
the same level of intensity.
See how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down.
Yeah. Okay. I need to find another one, though. Cause you have
I don't think it's going to be natural for me to be the first one to initiate that kind of thing. But yeah, mirroring feels like not. I could do.
Guys are going to initiate it.
Yeah. You were saying you wanted to get another one?
Yeah, I said I need to get another one now because you have two.
I know. That was two was our limit, right?
Texting. Anybody out there want text from me?
I know.
Write to us.
I know. Aiden@gmx.com. Aiden needs a sexter.
I'm not very good at it, so don't get your hopes up.
You can teach him.
Yes, teach me your ways, whoever out there is super sexy texter.
You got a couple you could do.
Do I?
That I ones we'd talk about? I don't know.
I'd be like hitting him out of the blue like, hey, you want
to
sext with me?
Hi, I haven't spoken to you since the party 4 months ago. You me sexed? I know, there's, yeah.
I'm going to send you my dick pic now. I hope you enjoy.
Oh my God. Oh, we are such professionals. It's still so much more fun for me to sex with you and so much more natural. I love it.
Well, because it's real.
Well, it is.
Like, I really feel it. When I send you something naughty, it's like, I want to get into you.
Dick's really hard. My pussy's really wet. Yeah. Like, I really did dream about you or that's whatever hot.
You're
it is.
My primary sexter.
100%.
My only one, really.
I know.
For now.
Sexy man.
You know, one thing we could talk about is our students from our Nicaragua trip, who, if you listen to those episodes, they are all new to the open relationship model. They came to Nicaragua when we were there, and we talked a lot about all of the stuff that you guys are hearing about on the podcast. And since then, they have been just reporting amazing advances in their relationships.
Totally. This is our first podcast trip. So a lot of podcasts sponsor trips. This is our very first one. It was very small. It was three couples.
Yep.
We just had the best time. We are still so close, and we have the little chat still.
We do. We have our WhatsApp chat going.
Yeah, and we've become really good friends with these people, and that was our goal for the podcast. Really, we're like, maybe we'll meet other people kind of like us, and we did.
Yeah.
Who were just amazing and who prioritize the relationship and are doing this to deepen their own connection, and that's exactly what they're doing. One posted today, they're just basically doing spicy monogamy, but it's just done so much for their relationship.
All three of the women are like, I am breaking out of my shell. I've healed so much. I'm so into my partner.
Yep.
They were all really good people to start with.
Yeah.
But it's just so great to watch that spark from that trip lead them to having these experiences together, doing all the talking, doing all the connecting, and just being totally in love when they've been married a long time. It's the whole point of what we're doing in this model. It's what we set out to do, and it's worked for us.
Yeah.
And it's just great to see it work for others who, you know, we're just talking about things that I think we're modeling for them a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying. We're on our podcast and they ask us questions in the meantime. And
we're throwing grenades straight into our relationship every week.
They're learning from all of the last few podcasts for sure. But it's just great to see it, and that way we just really know this works. This style of keeping a relationship first and foremost, and then venturing out a little bit and doing some things to prompt the conversations that lead to vulnerability, that lead to a deeper connection. That is the whole point of what we're doing. And it's worked for us, and we're still pushing through a lot of stuff now.
Yeah.
But I've never felt closer to you.
Definitely.
And especially with all the stuff that's happened. I'm closer and closer with you every time because I'm having to be really super vulnerable with you. In fact, just recently, I've been opening up more with you on how I felt which I was kind of burying before. And that has struck a nerve with you in terms of, you know, well, I wasn't aware of that. And that vulnerability that I'm sharing with you is leading to more conversation and just a deeper connection. So that's how all this works, is vulnerability leading to connection and leading to a deeper relationship.
Yes. Honesty first.
Honesty, trust, the foundation that you build. A lot of people try to get in this model because their marriage is not going well. It can help if you're both on the same page and the foundation is there of love and trust, but it doesn't fix a marriage.
No. If someone's getting into it because they just don't want to sleep with their partner anymore, that is a red flag.
But we've heard of couples where that's the case. And they open up. Let's say the man doesn't want to sleep with his wife anymore. They open up because he's pushing it. And then she's like, well, it's open now. And then she has a flood of men coming after her. And then he realizes, wait a minute, that's not exactly what I wanted. I wanted to go play and have sex with people. Whereas, you know, this is a fair game.
Right.
And that could cause consternation in a man or a woman, either way, to really think about that. And so maybe that could bring them closer because now they got to talk about it. And now, wait, I've seen you with another man. You're very attractive still. You're still wanted. And that's getting me going. And so maybe I should up my game and prove myself more. And maybe I should get to know myself more and why I'm driven to do these things.
Yeah.
Rather than just like, hey, I get to go out and sleep with people and still be married. This is great. To me, that's not what it's about.
Yeah. In that case, if typically the guy can use that to reappreciate his spouse, then maybe it could work to help their relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other great thing about our Hacking Nicaragua group is that while we were down there, you guys, it was a relationship vacation, but it was also a health and wellness focused vacation. And I analyzed everybody's labs while they were down there and gave everybody plans for optimizing their health, because I'm a health coach. That's what I do for a living. And all three couples have made enormous strides in their health since the summer.
They really have.
Incredible. Whether it's fitness or weight loss or mental health or drinking less sugar, all of the things. And so not only are their relationships stronger, they are healthier. And, you know, when you feel good and you look good, your mental health is better. When you're feeding your body the way you should with nutrient-dense foods and not a bunch of garbage, you can think better, you feel better, you look better, you feel sexier, sex feels better, and they're just thriving.
They really are.
Yeah.
If you want to know anything more about the health side of what Anna does, listen to her podcast on that. I think it was pretty early.
It was.
Being Your Best Self in Health. I forgot what the title of it was. But you're one of the best. And
hormones, thyroid, GLP-1 medications, weight loss, nutrition, fitness. Those are all areas that I specialize in, especially lab analysis. And we were also on the Naughty Gym podcast. They had us on for an episode talking about hormone optimization and being in your best health so that you can have the best experience in the lifestyle. Because I think there's a motivation if you have an open relationship that you want to be in the best shape of your life. I'm not gonna stop going to the gym. I got competition. And I think you feel the same way.
Same for me. Yeah.
Right?
I wanna look my best. For
absolutely.
Sure. And that's another great byproduct of being open.
It completely is. And you know, it's not all about what you look like. You know, working out and eating well makes you feel good, and it's great for your mental health. It makes processing a whole lot easier if you're not clouded by blood sugar ups and downs or alcohol and things like that. So it is all connected.
It is.
Oh, you know what we should talk about is the reviews.
Oh, yeah.
So we figured out where we host the podcast, that you can go into analytics and then it'll show you all of your reviews worldwide over all platforms. It doesn't show you how many reviews you've been given. It only shows you the reviews that were written out. So please write to us when you do a review, especially if it's a 5-star
one. If you guys like this content, we would love it. Just go leave 5 stars, leave a review, because more people can find us. And really, that's our only reward in this whole thing.
We want to connect with you guys. That's really our main goal in this. It's not making money. We don't have ads. And so when we hear from you, we love it. And that was one of the things I wanted to do in going through the reviews, because we can't respond to reviews, right?
We can on the air.
But we can on air. So I was like, we should read these and then we could talk to you and be like, oh my gosh, thank you. are not.
They're not all perfect.
I know, exactly. So they're all 5-star reviews except for one, and I'll just start reading them from the beginning. This one was from Canada. 5-star title is Real and Raw. I love these two and how they talk about their journey. My partner and I are on the same journey and found this podcast incredibly helpful in navigating our feelings. I really appreciate their raw conversations and that they don't edit out the bits that make this whole thing feel real. Totally. Thank you for documenting this. It's incredibly helpful. XX.
That's really
Oh, that
nice.
is so sweet. That's, I mean,
That's kind of what we're aiming for.
it is exactly what we're aiming for.
We don't edit a lot. I'll threaten editing a lot because Anna
You'll
will
hear
say
us.
something
You'll
that I'll
hear
be like,
us.
we're editing that out, and then it'll just stay in there.
And then it'll
So,
just stay in there.
because we're just like, yeah, let's just throw it all out there. And you guys know, if you've listened to many of these, that we're pretty vulnerable in these, and we put it all out there. And sometimes we do that with a, oh, like Heidi Monkey Face kind of feeling,
Can make us nervous.
Whenever we listen later, it always makes us feel good that we're being as raw as we can for ourselves and for you guys. So it's a treat to be able to do that. And we appreciate that you appreciate it.
There's less and less authenticity out there these days. I've heard about podcasts that are now completely AI. I mean,
Oh,
we're just
wow.
this couple in our little town
We are
in our
not
bed,
AI.
just talking to you. Yeah. Giving you the real deal, and we might sound crazy, and sometimes you might think, oh, that's really helpful. I don't know,
Or
but
you
hope.
might think we're just full of it, like this next reviewer.
Oh, dear. Okay, so the next one comes from the United States. This title is Self-Congratulation. He says, the majority of each episode is these two congratulating themselves for their relationship and for each other's attractiveness and skills. Enough
Enough
already.
already.
Enough already.
I love that.
I'm so sorry.
We're just high-fiving all the time over here. Yeah, we're
So sorry.
congratulating our awesomeness.
Well, my first thought was, look, they're not wrong, right? Like, we love each other a lot. We just got married, so we're a little bit schmoopy. And
Yeah.
I apologize if that gets a little boring, because I mean, it totally could be a little bit over the top for people.
It sometimes is.
But I think part of it too is we're doing such a hard thing by opening up our relationship. And so something we're probably both trying to do a lot is to reassure each
Sure.
other of our love for each other. And we probably end up doing that when we're discussing a lot of these really sticky situations that we find ourselves in on purpose.
Let's just step back here. You are the hottest woman on the planet. So,
No, we can't
yes.
get
Yeah.
it.
Oh,
Stop.
sorry. I was doing it again.
He's
Yeah,
doing it
terrible.
again.
And I feel that's true.
Look, objectively, I don't know if you guys would think we're attractive or not.
Or have
We,
skills or
none of that.
congratulating for our
We're just,
relationship.
we, but we are authentically, truly happy with each other and really love each other. And we express that a lot to each other. But I can totally see how boring that would get. So I will take that comment to heart.
Well, did you want to look into the other reviews
Oh,
we found on
right.
SN
Yes. Okay. So that,
290? Because
y'all.
we did a little research project to figure
Well, I get my feelings hurt. So
Anna did a lot of research.
I was like, maybe if I'm not alone in this getting a bad review from this person, then I won't feel so bad. And so you're able to look up other reviews from the same username. And so the good news is this user has also criticized other podcasts. So
Nothing but criticized
four out
here.
of the five are open relationship podcasts. They said they liked the topic, but they feel the show is one-sided, needs more balance and perspective and preparation. And then they criticized the Accidental Swingers podcast, which is an amazing podcast, one of our favorites. They said they think the hosts ramble and the storytelling is confusing, and they find the show hard to follow or take seriously, which I love Accidental Swingers.
They didn't like them.
I
They didn't like
know.
us either.
I know. So anyway, this is about me feeling better about myself. This is about my insecurities and we're working on. So if I feel like I'm not alone, and this person is also criticizing other people the same way, then maybe I don't feel so bad.
The podcast is our baby, and he
I
or she is saying our
know.
baby's ugly, but they're also saying that every other baby is ugly.
So that makes me feel better.
So all babies are ugly means maybe it's you.
So, no, don't say
No, not you, you. Them, you.
I know, but we're not going to be mean to people. We're
Well,
cutting
we're not
that
being
out.
mean. They just are negative Nellies and they're leaving shit reviews for us,
We're going to
so
take
I
that
don't
out. I don't want
mind.
to be mean to anybody on this
We're
podcast.
not being
Okay, because you
mean.
never know why people are criticizing something. They could just be having
Because
a hard
they
time.
live in a negative world and like to troll
Life is
the
really
internet.
hard right now. People are having a time of it. Okay, then there's another swinging podcast called Swinging Along 2.0. I've never heard of that one. We should try it. But this user said, The content was disorganized,
rants,
not helpful or insightful, and says they would not recommend it. They criticized Swing Nation for feeling like an ad or a sales funnel rather than an authentic, informative conversation. And then Friends with a Twist, that's one I've heard of, but I don't think I've listened to. That's another swinger podcast. They said the show used to feel genuine and fun, but has recently become repetitive and less engaging. So I think at
those
least
are the only reviews.
Those are the only reviews that are coming
left.
Up in the
so
search.
They're troll.
No,
well, that's a word for people who do this on the internet and leave shitty reviews and
I
negative
honestly,
comments on Reddit. Those are
look,
trolls.
I don't think they are. Number one, because they didn't come back with like 1,000 reviews. It came back with like 7. Okay. So this is a real person. And some people tend to leave reviews when they feel really positive about something. And some people are moved to leave reviews when they feel negative about something. And whether you're in one camp or the other, I think has a lot to do with what's going on in your life. This is somebody who took the time to listen to our podcast and give us their honest feedback, which was not wrong.
All right, you got a point there.
So
they're not wrong.
I just feel like
we're a little self-congratulatory. So
we are a little self-congratulatory.
But that's okay. I like
so
that.
It's not
and
wrong.
We're not going to change that.
And you know what? Just because I'm sensitive, you know, being sensitive means people maybe are afraid to tell me the real truth sometimes. And I want to be open to receiving hard truths, even if it's this isn't even something that bad. It's basically just like, come on, you guys.
All right, let's
don't
read
be
that
warned.
Next. Let's listen to that next one and get the palate cleanser on this.
Okay. Okay.
Feel
okay.
Better.
All right, we feel better. So this next one is from the United States. So this one, the title is easily one of my favorite podcasts. This has easily become my favorite podcast on all things relationships. While the focus is on open relationships, I found that so much of what Anna and Aiden talk about applies to monogamous relationships as well. Totally. They're relatable, funny, honest, and have a deep respect for each other,
aww,
which I greatly admire. They're the type of people you listen to and immediately say, I could be friends with them. They have such a playful yet respectful banter with each other and have a way of really building trust, not just with each other, but with the listener as well. I appreciate that they weave other elements into their conversations as well. Health, fitness, communication, relationship challenges, etc. This is a great podcast for people who've been in the lifestyle for years, newbies, or for people just curious about what the lifestyle is.
Aww.
5 stars.
That's great.
So nice.
I'm glad we affected them.
I know. It was really, really
Do you really
sweet.
Want to read all these or? Kind of
yeah, we're going to read them all.
Okay.
No, thank you so much for leaving that one. That really means a lot. And it's the longest review. So you really took the time to write. That just means so much to us. And we'd love to be friends with you.
Go.
I know. Reach out to us. So the next one from the United States, also 5 stars. Subject is so relatable. I'm absolutely loving this podcast. The content is incredibly relatable and offers a refreshing perspective that stands out from most lifestyle podcasts. It goes beyond the typical focus on casual sex and instead dives deeper into more meaningful aspects of being in the lifestyle. Such a great listen.
That's awesome. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're aiming to do.
100%. I feel so seen. Yeah. I mean, we talk about our sexual dalliances, but not in a gratuitous way. I feel like we do it.
Yeah, it's not the point of the podcast.
No.
It's also not the point of us being in the model.
Exactly.
And I think that kind of reflects how we are.
It's incidental to the growth that's happening in the relationship.
Right.
Yeah. So love that. Love that you feel that too. This next one is also from the United States, 5 stars. The subject is love, love, love. I'm in love with this podcast. It's a great perspective on non-monogamy and all of the elements intertwining within the new realm of love. I've never felt connected to monogamous relationships because society made those rules for us. I love open relationships because you get to make the blueprint for your relationship. You take control. This podcast does an amazing job of acknowledging all kinds of relationships on the spectrum and talking about them in a non-judgmental, loving way. That's sweet.
That's really sweet.
We do. We tried it because we don't know what we are.
Right.
Like you guys from the beginning, we found the labels and rules problematic for us. We don't like to be controlled or fit into a box. And I feel like what we're comfortable with has changed so dramatically in the 4 years we've been together and the almost 2 years we've been doing this podcast. There is such a spectrum and we have so much respect for everyone who is exploring in any capacity because it's a lot of work and it's exciting and it's really fun.
One of the things I think that we could work on a little bit more is we don't know a lot about polyamory.
We don't.
And sometimes I feel that the poly podcasts and the books in everything that we're researching. Anna's doing a really deep dive into poly after everything we've gone through, and she's learning all about it. And I want to be careful that I don't criticize it, because it's a great model for a lot of people. It's not necessary for us yet, and we've taken the quizzes and we figured out, hey, that's really not who we are, but it's a whole different way to do this model. And it's really different. And the more you read about it, the more you learn about it, it's just very different from how we are and how swingers are. It's amazing because this whole model is so different, but even inside it, it's extremely different. And based on the people who are doing it, I just want to be careful that no one comes away with, oh, well, they're just criticizing poly relationships. We're not doing that at all. We are talking about what open can do for a relationship, the challenges that are inherent in them, and how to manage them with your partner. And so I think the issues that we talk about, including over the last few weeks, they are dealt with all the time, whether you're a swinger or whether you're poly. It's the same issues. It's the human issues of jealousy and regret and excitement and all the things that we're experiencing. So I hope people don't come away with us criticizing any model, including monogamy. And that's something we were very sensitive to in the beginning.
Totally.
We didn't want people thinking that we were, oh, monogamy is just terrible. It's not, if that's what you want.
Conscious monogamy is fantastic.
Yeah. And even monogamy that works. But we know in our relationships, it didn't work. And for a lot of the people that we know, it just wasn't what they needed in their lives. And that's based on who they are and their openness to trying something that is really, really different. And not all people can do that. And that's fine. So we don't want to come across as criticizing any sort of model. The best thing for you is the best thing for you.
100%.
That's kind of how we approach it.
Yeah, I feel like we've dipped our toes in a lot of the facets of each one at different times,
yeah,
just to kind of see how it feels and try it on.
It's the only way to know, really.
I'm excited to better get to know Chloe and Michelle. Chloe was the relationship coach we met with a couple episodes back, just to get to know them better, because they're a polyamorous couple. They seem to be doing really well, even with young kids, which that's hard for me to even think about.
Yeah. Just the time alone.
Like, if we had little kids and you were running off to meet a girlfriend in another state, I'd be like, hell no. I don't know. But like, they're doing it and they seem fine. So just super fascinated to learn from them. I think are they the only poly couple we know? We're really not
That's
in that
question.
Space.
We know people who are poly, but I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody else we know
that's hardcore poly like that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess a couple from Tantra. And I wouldn't say they were the best examples of poly that we would want to necessarily emulate.
Yeah.
It seemed to be like a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Going on. But I guess there's a lot of...
We just don't know a lot of people in this
although,
space.
Although I say that, I'm like...
We're not dramatic
like,
at all.
Yeah, we don't want drama. Yeah. Okay, shut up, Anna.
That's not self-congratulatory high-five material right there. Come on, we're real, guys.
Okay, so the next one is also from the United States, 5 stars, very intimate. I'm curious about the lifestyle and I've listened to a lot of the podcasts out there. This one, I feel like I'm with them and learn with them as they talk about their experiences and emotions. It's less about technical details and more about their feelings and how they negotiate them together. Please keep posting more.
I love that.
That is amazing. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're doing. Mm. We're right here just talking to each other.
Yeah, you're a fly on the wall and you're hearing us in real time, because we turn the mic on before we process things. And that, I think, is unique and special. And I think people really appreciate that.
Well, we don't script. And a lot of times...
Clearly, we don't script.
Well, yeah. But from my perspective, what I try to do a lot of times is turn on the mic when we're talking about something specific. And not to talk about it before. I want to talk about it with you for the first time with you guys as the audience. So you're hearing us process it raw, as opposed to we talked about this and
now we're going to summarize it.
I feel like it's very different emotional content that way. And if I think the content that I've heard, especially accidental swingers in the very beginning, was very raw like that. And I found that extremely helpful. So that's kind of what we're aiming for.
All right, we have one more.
One more. So this one is from the United Kingdom. 5 stars. The title is Really Interesting. Such a brave and honest podcast about a couple's journey into E&M. To be honest, I was wondering why Anna wanted to try this at all because of her reactions. But this time, I feel like she's 100% valid. Having a rule to use protection, then breaking that rule, and not telling Anna the truth until pressed is not E&M.
I know.
It was a boundary breaking, and I really hope Aiden doesn't wriggle out of his slyness in the next therapy session,
Slyness.
because I haven't heard
Oh,
it being
man.
brought up at all yet. Would Aiden have told Anna if she hadn't asked? I very much doubt it.
I would have. And but we still got 5 stars for that one, so I'm okay with her.
It's really sweet. I'm wondering, because it's United Kingdom, I wonder if it's my best friend from high school.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like her. We can take that out, but it occurred to me. But,
that's funny. You got your own cheerleaders chiming in.
Well,
I should get my friends to chime in too. Don't give them so much shit.
That's the only thing, because she still gave it a 5-star. She's my bestie. She's not going to give me a 1-star.
And it was January 10th, so you've told her about this already.
She's known about it since our wedding, because I was like, you need to prep for our wedding, because half of our wedding is going to be lifestyle people. But then she couldn't come. So anyway.
Yeah. Does that username ring a bell?
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say thank you, because I can tell whoever this person is, even if you're not my best friend from high school, there's very much a protective tone to this and intent in what I'm reading here, almost like you're my big sister and wanting to make sure that I'm okay. So just rest assured that I am very much okay. I'm very much consenting to being in this relationship model. I love it. It's fascinating. I love Aiden. I know he messed up, but in this, we're playing with fire by opening the relationship, you guys. So things like this are going to happen. What I have been trying to focus on with the whole condom issue was that when I asked him if he used a condom and I came back and said, it's okay if you didn't, you can tell me. And he said, oh, I didn't. Is the fact that he didn't double down, that he immediately admitted it. He could have easily continued to lie and I would never have known the difference. There would have been no way for me to verify that he wore a condom. I wasn't in the room. Other people, they probably had no idea. You're not paying attention to somebody in the room who's fucking. I couldn't have told you who was wearing condoms and who wasn't in that playroom. So he could have easily gotten away with the lie if he wanted to, and he chose not to. Like, he immediately knew that he wasn't okay with it for himself.
Yeah. It felt
and for us. And so he, like, it's okay. Like, we are going to make mistakes as humans. And I think if we make a mistake, the very, very best outcome is literally in this next split second admitting it and apologizing, which is exactly what happened. That's like the next best thing to not fucking up in the first place, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that I'm going to make lots of mistakes in this lifestyle. You know, I've reached out to Aaron a couple of times for emotional support that was a little bit over the line in a boyfriend way that put Aaron in a bad position, in a position of giving me emotional support that was uncomfortable to you, which made you angry at him. And I think you really should probably be angry at me about that. So we're all going to make mistakes of all kinds when you open up a relationship. It by definition complicates things. And I think at our stage, we're not looking for perfection in each other. We're looking for growth and honesty and transparency. And
100%. Yeah. And you're seeing that in all your books that you're researching right now. It's like, you're going to make mistakes. Things do happen. How do you repair them? How do you come together on them? How do you prevent them from happening again?
Like, right.
In monogamy, you make mistakes all the time. So this is no different. This is not like Pollyanna. This is real stuff. And there's a lot more stuff to make mistakes about because it's so unfamiliar.
Totally.
And it's a whole new world and we're going to make them. The real value is how do we repair them? How do we come back together? And how do we keep it from being a bigger rift than it has to be? And so I totally agree with you. And I appreciate this feedback. I mean, obviously I'm tail between my legs for weeks now. So I feel it. The outcome of this is it ain't ever happening again. And in my mind, I know that because I don't want to go through this and I don't want to hurt you and I don't want to hurt us. So it's actually strengthened the quote rule to the point where it will never happen again. I will give up whatever I'm doing so that it doesn't happen again. It's just going to be an instant reaction. And the same thing for you. You're not going to like be soliciting boyfriend feedback for our relationship because you know what it'll do. So it's just one of those things that just strengthens us. And I think it's a good thing overall. So as hard as it was.
Yeah, I totally agree. But thank you. This is obviously someone who cares about us
thank you, friend
and
of
me.
London.
I know. Thank you. Love you. Sending love and hugs.
But these are great. I mean, it's 5 stars mostly, and that
And the one star.
the one that kind of told the truth.
Who we really can't be mad at
Even
since
though they're a troll.
they're not wrong. No, I think a troll is like an AI bot that is
Troll's
like,
just someone who sits behind a computer and messes with people. That's what a troll
yeah,
is.
okay, I don't
That
know.
may not be the case. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think they have enough going on there to qualify for that, but yeah.
These are great. I appreciate all of the reviews here. I think these are
Definitely.
great. And there aren't a lot of them. You've heard them all. So please give us some more. We want to hear your opinions. And if you have a negative one, just email it to us. And if you have a positive one, go ahead and
Put it
post
on Apple
it.
Podcasts or wherever else you
Because it's
can
our little
post
baby
it.
and it's beautiful.
I know, I know. We do really want to hear from you. AnnaAiden@gmx.com, and we'll put the Facebook and Instagram
Yeah, join
links
our
in the
Instagram channel. You'll
show
see all the
notes.
announcements. They're all in the show notes. Join our Facebook group. We haven't really been telling that lately. I think we should get into it tonight.
Yeah,
We'll answer some
absolutely.
people. So let's
Yeah.
do that.
See if people have been posting and getting to know each other. It's gotten bigger.
It has.
There's a lot of people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you guys. Thank you for showing up and listening to this episode. And keep connecting with us. This is why we do it. We really want to hear from you. How are you doing? What are you struggling with? What would you like us to talk about?
We've
What do you
got.
think about how we're dealing with it? Do you have any advice for us?
Yeah, we'll take your advice too. We've got 2 great episodes coming up, guys. They're already in the can. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.